Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hindu nationalists in the Indian government have treated religious minorities worse and worse. And find out why college campuses around the country need prayer. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Violence erupted in New Delhi this week during President Trump's visit to India. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains.
Behind the scenes, what is going on is Prime Minister Modi's philosophy and his governing philosophy is Hindu nationalism. 100% of Indians should be Hindus. If you're not a Hindu, you should become one or you should leave India. And so thousands of Muslims, in this case, have protested while President Trump was there, while they thought maybe we could get some attention from the rest of the world. They have protested. That has led to violence and to the loss of life.
What happened instead was over 30 people were killed and over 200 injured as Hindu nationalists fought back against the protests. Nettleton encouraged Christians to pray for brothers and sisters in India.
They are still there. They're going to be there long after President Trump and Mrs. Trump are home. They are still facing persecution. And so we can pray for them. We can pray for protection. We can pray for their ministry. We can pray that God will encourage them in the midst of persecution.
Nettleton reminds Christians not to trust in politicians, but in the lordship of Christ over all things. Next, compassion and community. These are two resources that prove to be life-saving, as this next story from the Jesus Film Project shows. MNN's Ruth Kramer tells us more.
Anna was desperate. Her last resource was gone, and she had nowhere to turn. She would soon be a homeless, single mom, just another nameless face somewhere in Midwestern United States that nobody would miss. Loneliness, depression, and anxiety clouded her judgment, and she made plans to end the suffering of both her son and herself. At the last moment, she turned to a pregnancy resource center and shared her story with the director. And the director, sensing Anna's need for hope, listened to her story and showed her the film Magdalena through her eyes. It portrays Jesus' compassion for women and historical accounts of his interactions with them. The film's companion Bible study is a key part of this pregnancy center's outreach for providing hope and help to women. And coupled with some resources from a partnering church, it gave Anna the hope she needed to make it another day. And the day after that, and the day after that. Compassion and community made a life-saving difference in her life and the life of her son. Pray for young mothers in the U.S. to see Jesus as their hope and salvation. Details on the Jesus Film Project and its resources are at our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And yesterday was the Collegiate Day of Prayer in the United States. It's a massive annual event put on by campus ministries to encourage prayer for college campuses across America. Every campus with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is one of those ministries. InterVarsity's John Heatbrink says yesterday they saw people doing prayer walks on campuses, praying in churches, and hosting prayer events to see God move. Collegiate Day of Prayer even did a live simulcast from a historic Yale chapel that broadcast all around the country.
And really the hope is that it's, of course, not just one day of prayer, but actually a day to shine a spotlight on the strategic need that campuses are, so that folks would continue to pray for campuses long after Collegiate Day of Prayer is done.
There's tremendous need for the Holy Spirit on college campuses.
I think most of the studies are showing that this emerging generation, call them iGen or Gen Z, are sort of fraught with anxiety, dealing with profound issues of loneliness and isolation from their peers. And so the opportunity is really pronounced on college campuses for students to encounter the good news of Jesus in a fresh way, in a way that's relevant and compelling to them, that meets the needs that they have and that they experience on campus. I think we're in the midst of witnessing something pretty historic right now. And so it's a great time to be engaged with young people and to be serving and loving college campuses. And we couldn't do it without the support of the broader church.
You can still adopt a local college to prayer walk through every campus. Find your place in the story and get connected at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just head to missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.